listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, July 27th. In studio this morning with me, the Reverend Randy Goulter, special assistant to the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, tasked with helping us prepare for Reformation 2017. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. It's glad to be here.
Good to have some time with you in the studio this morning and checking out LutheranReformation.org. That is the site where all of the resources and things to help us prepare for Reformation 2017 is. I enjoyed checking that out this morning. How are preparations coming along for our Reformation that's still all about Jesus?
Preparations are going well. You know, they started over a year ago. Mm-hmm. And my discovery now is, and attending the convention that in Milwaukee, is that a lot more people are now discovering that the 500th, you know, anniversary of the Reformation is next year. And I'm getting more emails, more phone calls, like, how can we celebrate, what to do? Mm-hmm. And so that's a delightful thing, actually. And even international church partners, too. We're going to be sending a letter out here to the international church partners to see what the church bodies are doing. Dr. Culver and I sent out a letter a year ago, maybe about 14 months ago, and we had one response, which kind of tells you, you know, maybe...
Oh, that's in 2017.
2017.
We got plenty of time.
But, I mean, now they're thinking about it, have plans, many do, and we want to find out more. And that's the same way domestically as well.
Now, you mentioned the LCMS convention. Anything that came up or came out of that convention that pertains to... our Reformation 2017, the 500th anniversary?
There were several resolutions passed to read all the scriptures in that year. There were some people who voted against that, maybe just defiantly, you know, a few, which I had to laugh at. And then also to study the Augsburg Confession, which I think was delightful as well.
Now, as a church worker... You know, I, in my preparation, studied the Book of Concord, read the Book of Concord to prepare for my service in the church. But, and church workers are probably quite familiar with it. We study it here on Concord Matters on Tuesday afternoons. But just a little bit of snippet of what is the Augsburg Confession. I'm sure many know what it is, but for those who don't.
Yeah, there is, you know, a controversy, really, in terms of what is the gospel itself. You know, and that was Luther's complaint that the pure, sweet gospel that he had discovered by God's grace was being dirtied. Was it just the forgiveness of sins in Christ alone, which would in Christ alone was the youth convention theme, gathering theme, or was it Christ plus other things, what you have to do? And so the Augsburg Confession was written in 1530 and was a confession to the princes, to the emperor, and to the public in terms of a brief summation and explanation of the basic truths of Christian doctrine. And it's our argument and many others that it's still relevant today as well in terms of all the competing ideologies out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lots of worldviews, many different worldviews, all, and many that, well, most that, that teach that there's some other way to heaven, that there are other ways, that Jesus isn't the only way.
Could I read one? Whereas,
sure.
Here it says, whereas in an age of religious pluralism and moral relativism, knowledge of Lutheran teachings as contained in the Augsburg Confession and the biblical and historical basis for those teachings has waned or has been deemed irrelevant to contemporary religious concern within the broader culture.
Hmm.
And that summarizes it quite well,
sure.
Actually. So we live in an age of relativism, and there is no absolute truth. And of course, as we read Scripture, the Scripture is absolute truth.
I remember, do you remember I think it was the 2003 Martin Luther film, do you remember
yes,
that film?
Yes,
do you remember the Augsburg Confession scene from that film?
I don't, actually.
The confessors, the princes are all there, and... that famous line, I would rather kneel down and have them strike off my head than to have them take away my belief, my faith, you know, this confession.
And here, this is happening concurrently. Mm. I mean, Sunday, that the Roman Catholic mm-hmm. priest in France had his throat slit in front of some nuns, you know, and he was killed. And the media, for the most part, is not picking up on this, but there's where the competing ideologies, you know, come to bear. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's radical Islamic terrorism. But the ideologies bear consequences. It's a marvelous time, I think, to be a faithful Missouri Synod Lutheran, just to confess. And that's why the Augsburg Confession, in my opinion, is so relevant today, because first of all, in concurrence with our Lutheran forefathers, what is the absolute truth? What are the falsehoods? We need to identify both, and then we confess it. We confess it.
And learning this history of the Reformation certainly can help support us in that confession as well.
Yeah, Luther's resolve was not based on some kind of self-confidence. His resolve was based on the absolute certainty of the conviction of Scripture, given from Scripture itself. And once he tasted the goodness of the Lord, that's like Psalm 34, he was not going to let anyone or anything else, anyone take it away from him. Hmm. And that's the resolve that we need today by God's grace in the midst of contrary winds that are blowing, right in our midst.
Now, you've mentioned Martin Luther, certainly a key figure here in the Reformation. You mentioned the LCMS National Youth Gathering, and something that came about at the National Youth Gathering that you shared with me a little bit ago. That is this, it's a handy little thing on the LutheranReformation.org website a song particularly.
You don't want me to sing it.
Oh, you're not going to sing it?
No.
I thought that was the plan. You were going to come sing it for us this morning.
Can you play it?
I will. written by Michael Bridges and performed by Lost and Found. Michael Bridges, one of the musicians in Lost and Found. Here's their song.
Martin Luther in 1517 held a hammer before popes and kings and queens. He hit the nail on the head when the disputation was read, giving birth to a conversation. But the word quickly spread, and all the people said, this is going to be a reformation.
Fun little song to help us learn a little bit about the history of the Reformation.
Yeah. And on the website also, there's a flannel graph, a digital flannel graph that Sunday school teachers can use and day school teachers in terms of learning the history mm-hmm. of the Reformation. We're working right now, I'm working to get up on the website a video clip of the new Luther documentary film as well.
It's on there.
Is it on there now? Oh, wonderful.
You must have pressed the go button because it's on there.
That's delightful.
Yeah, it's on there here.
So, and I think the people, the Luther documentary, this is no boring historical narrative. It's dramatic. There's an urgency. And this is freshly produced a year ago in Poland. It was a cheaper place for them to produce it. And people are going to love this, and it tells a story.
Here, I'll play a little soundbite.
The first thing I ask is that people should not make use of my name. For what or who is this Luther?
The world dwells in darkness. The world is darkness.
The stars were aligned for a perfect storm, and that's what we got with the genius of Martin Luther.
Well, it is quite an intriguing documentary. Several perspectives included in this, and this is a PBS documentary, correct?
It'll be shown on PBS October 2017. it'll be available to congregations ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
I need to work a little bit more in terms of when it will be and how much it will be made available. So that we'll get that out to everybody. We're looking at and doing it in a one-hour format, a two-hour format. We're also looking to have it translated into Spanish. And that's
certainly important. Yeah.
So we're working on that right now.
Mm. Well, it looks very engaging because it's dramatic, yet it's also a documentary. So you're seeing these dramatic scenes and also hearing from scholars on the very subject as well.
I'm getting... the traffic is building up, as I said earlier, but a lot of questions like, how shall we celebrate the Reformation? Mm-hmm. What study documents are available? Of course, Concordia Publishing House has lots of things in terms of studying the Augsburg Confession and the Book of Concord. We're offering four significant dates in terms of liturgies for this coming year, starting this November. We're going to have people can celebrate the birth of Luther, and there's going to be a special celebration, a Vesper service down at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. And that will be available for people, of course, in this area. And it's involving the Missouri District, the Central Illinois District, and the Southern Illinois District as well. And then Luther's death in February 2017. So it's a tremendous way to... Does Reformation theology impact the way one dies?
Sure.
It's significant. How do you prepare for death? How does Lutheran theology prepare you for death differently than what Luther was taught? And that's significant.
And how is that different from all those worldviews that we were talking about earlier as well?
Right. How can you die with a clean conscience and at peace? And then in June 2017, the Augsburg Confession. And then October 2017 is the 95 Theses.
Any special events in Germany or any tours of some of the Reformation sites in Germany or Rome?
Yeah, there's lots of tours going on.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one on the Reformation website that is available for people if they want to sign up now in May of 2017. I mean, thankfully, lots of pastors and other church leaders are leading tours as well. So encourage everybody to, if you would like to be there, to look at all the opportunities. It's great to see, you know, the Wittenberg project, the old Latin school. It's been renovated. Mm-hmm. And it's all set for people to come and visit St. Mary's Church, where Luther preached, the Castle Church, where the 95 Theses was posted. It's a delightful opportunity.
So certainly a number of ways to help learn. And what's the value in learning about the Reformation? How is that going to help us today? How does that help the Christian? How does that help the pastor? How does that help the parent, the child?
I think, first of all, what Jesus preaches in John 8, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So several things he teaches there. Jesus teaches the truth is knowable, which is contrary to our culture, and the truth is active. Salvifically, or it works salvation. So that's still relevant today, and that's what the controversy was in the 16th century. What is the truth? That's what the Lutheran forefathers were just confessing what the Christian church had confessed over the centuries. Nothing new, nothing different. And the truth sets us free. And you see a joy in amidst our Lutheran forefathers in terms of their confessing. In fact, it's very interesting. The early Lutherans in the 1520s, they did not celebrate the Reformation by highlighting the 95 Theses. They celebrate it by when the gospel, they call it the evangelical, the Lutheran mm-hmm. gospel, was first preached in their pulpits, and an evangelical liturgy was performed in their area. And I've suggested that to people here. Well, when should we celebrate the Reformation? Well, you might want to consider when the first Lutheran gospel was preached in your region.
Great idea. giving thanks to God for that gospel, that pure gospel, that's what the Reformation is all about. It's still all about Jesus.
Yeah.
LutheranReformation.org is the website. Lots of resources there on the history, theology, resources for worship, even some of the videos that a preview, a trailer for that documentary coming out in 2017, and of course, the Reformation Rock. That was a nice way to start my morning.
That is.
Well, thank you, Randy, for coming over, sharing with us about Reformation, LutheranReformation.org, and all the events to prepare for the 500th anniversary.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. Today, we're going to study with Pastor David Mummy of Trinity Lutheran Church in Waterville, Minnesota. We'll take a look at Acts chapters 22 and 23 this morning. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.